Masechet Shabbos Perek Tezayin Mishnah Gimel until Perek Tezayin Mishnah Vav. The subject of the 16th Perek of the Masechet is what one can do in case of a fire on Shabbos. And we've seen already that in general, one is not really allowed to save his possessions from a fire in his house on Shabbos. The Rabbonim were concerned that he'll be in a rush to save as much as he can, and he'll be in a panic and he might come to put out the fire. However, certain things such as tefillin and Tanakh scrolls, as well as the food which he needs for Shabbos, he is allowed to save, but again, all of that is limited, and therefore he won't be in a rush and panic, so he will not come to put out the fire. Now, the previous Mishnah taught that one can only save enough food for 3 sudos, the 3 meals which he needs for Shabbos, but now we have a leniency. Matzilin salmolei kikoreis, one is allowed to save a basket full of loaves of bread, even if there are 100 meals worth in that one basket, and in general you can only save 3 meals worth, since it is all contained in one big basket, it wouldn't make sense to say that you have to tip over half the basket. You're only taking one thing, and therefore in that way you would be able to save more than 3 meals. And on a similar note, v'igel shel devela, you can save a cake made of pressed figs. This is a very large cake which also contained more than 3 meals worth. But since it's all one unit, you can save the entire thing, the chavish shel yayin, and you can save an entire barrel of wine, even though you only need a little bit of wine for your 3 meals. If it's all ready in one barrel, then you can save the entire barrel. Now that is all he is allowed to save for himself. And if he stops there, then the rest of his house and his food and his possessions will be burnt. But there is actually something else which he can do, and that is v'omer la'achirim. He can say to other people, he can sort of announce, bo'u v'atzilu lochem, come and save things for yourself. And by saying that, he is actually declaring all of his possessions in the house ownerless. He's saying that anyone can take them now. And once he has said that, anybody can now come in and save any of the possessions which are not yet on fire. And in fact, they're allowed to save more than he was allowed to save. Because the whole reason why we limited what he can save is because he's rushed and panicked, and he might come to put out the fire. But other people don't have that same panic because it's not their possessions, and so they will not come to put out the fire, even if they are scrambling to get as many possessions as they can. Now, it is clear to everybody that this person did not make his possessions ownerless out of choice. He's certainly not happy with the situation, and it's very difficult for him to see that everybody is taking his possessions and keeping it for themselves. And really, any God-fearing person should rightfully give it back to the person after Shabbos. However, if they were to give it back to the person, the owner of the house, it comes out that they're actually now doing a massive favor for him, coming on Shabbos and spending their time running into a burning house to collect his possessions and then giving them back to him. So now he sort of owes them something for the work which they did. However, there's a problem with that as well. Because in general, it is forbidden to receive wages, to receive money for something which you do on Shabbos. So he shouldn't be able to pay them, and the people cannot demand that he pay them for the work which they did collecting the possessions on Shabbos. However, that is not the case. Because if you recall, he made it hefker. He made it ownerless, which means that at the time that they collected the possessions, halachically speaking, they weren't doing it on behalf of him. They weren't working for him to collect his possessions. It was ownerless, and halachically speaking, they were really taking it for themselves. After Shabbos, they give it back because, rightfully speaking, they did belong to him originally, and he was in a difficult situation. But they didn't do work for him on Shabbos. It wasn't for him, and therefore they are allowed to take wages for the work which they did, because it is not really considered to be wages for work, and because of that they are permitted to take money in return for what they did. Now, we learned in the first Mishnah that there is a leniency when it comes to saving tefillin and holy items from a fire, that one is allowed to take them into a movoy, a street which is only surrounded by 3 sides and it has 1 side open into Rishus HaRabim. Even though it's forbidden midrabbanon to carry there, when it comes to these holy items, you are allowed to carry it there. However, when it comes to saving food, that leniency does not apply, and therefore, l'heichal matzilin oisan, to where may one save all of this food? Only l'chotzer ha'mareves, to a courtyard which has an erev chatzeres there, which allows you to carry in that courtyard. Now, Ben Beseira is slightly more lenient, and Ben Beseira says, it's true that the leniency of carrying it into a movri does not apply, because that is very similar to a Rosh HaRabim, and can easily be confused. However, you are allowed to save food even to a courtyard which does not have an area of chatzeris around it, and therefore midrabbanon you cannot carry there, because since this is an unusual and difficult situation, the rabbanon were lenient and did allow you to carry the food into the courtyard, because it is very similar to a regular Rosh HaYachid, because it's surrounded by all four sides, and therefore in this situation you can carry the food into there.